my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video and podcast, How the Coronavirus is Going to Create Improvement on Earth. A powerful and positive outlook on the result of this so-called corona pandemic, or how the lack of health, abundance, and freedom is birthing a massive growth and expansion of well-being and abundance and freedom on Earth, and how contrast is the fertile ground that causes evolution, growth, expansion, and improvement on all levels. How the lack of intimacy is causing greater unity. How ill health is birthing greater levels of health on a global level. How the bad economy is birthing and expanding an even more profitable and thriving economy. And how you can thrive and create for yourself and your family the financial security and freedom that you desire and deserve. So, enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, sessions, etc., etc., I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video or podcast, please like it, share it with your friends, comment on it, bless your friends with these amazing teachings, come and visit me at zakaran.com for an amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of divine reality. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. How the coronavirus is going to create improvement on Earth. And how contrast is the fertile ground that causes evolution, growth, expansion, and improvement on all levels. Contrast, what we dislike and don't want, creates greater unity. This is obvious by the global unity that is created every time there is a war. The world wars did more to bring the entire world closer than anything anyone could have imagined. And even smaller wars that continued that pattern of creating more unity, more tolerance, and more cultural allowance, and even in cultural interest. And that unity created the largest industry on planet Earth, the travel industry. Because deep down, everybody wants more unity, and most people are fascinated by other cultures and want to experience the beauty that we have on Earth. And each decade, everything continues to improve. Every new generation improves because nothing can stop the force of evolution. And even in our age of terrorism continued to unify humanity even closer. And the travel industry grew again in leaps and bounds after the 9/11 attacks, even though it took a major hit for a while. So again, contrast, what we dislike and don't want, and the lack of what we do want, causes us all the desire and causes us all to desire and create what we do like and want more of. And it is obvious by the massive size of the travel industry that was $8 to $10 trillion prior to this alleged pandemic, that everybody wants to be closer to each other and have more unity and to be happy and get along. It is obvious to me, at least, that humanity's greatest desire is unity. And of course, that makes sense from a spiritual perspective, because in one sense, we're all one. We're all God. We're all Source. But we are all also, at the same time, unique individuals. Everybody wants well-being and abundance. And everybody wants more well-being and abundance for everyone. Everyone wants to be happy and healthy and free and lead fulfilling lives. And we all want to help other people to also be happy and healthy and abundant. And such great desires are always growing and expanding. As much unity and tolerance and allowance and love we may have created already, we always want more. There's always room for more expansion. Just like we always want more of everything because we are all powerful creators. And it is our natural way of being to create more. Creators always want more. They always want expansion. They always want to create more improvement. They are always wanting new things. And so we create and attract the contrast that will cause us to desire more expansion and more improvement and more new wonderful things. As healthy as we are as a species on planet Earth, there is a natural desire for all humans for an even greater level of health and well-being. And of course, a greater level of health and well-being for the creatures on Earth, all the animals, all the plants, the land, etc. As abundant as we are as a species and as countries and as an economy and as individuals, we all want even more abundance and wealth and resources and opportunities for ourselves and everyone else. And not just for ourselves and our little individual families and our little individual communities and, you know, our towns and cities and our countries, but for everyone on Earth, every single person. And that is the positive reason why we have created and attracted this alleged pandemic. It is because the contrast of xenophobia and everyone not being able to get intimate with each other and express ourselves in physically affectionate ways and having to separate ourselves from each other is causing humanity to launch massive rockets of desire for even greater levels of unity and intimacy. And again, it is obvious that humanity has a massive desire for even greater levels of health and vitality because of the contrast that this alleged pandemic and all the disempowered, helpless feelings that people are experiencing of feeling helpless and powerless and feeling like victims. Out of those feelings, humanity is launching massive rockets of desire for improvement, to feel powerful, to not feel like a victim, to feel like they are in control of their lives. They're launching massive rockets of desire to feel healthy and full of energy and to feel in control and ultimately that they know that they create their own lives, that they create their own reality, which will lead millions and is already leading millions of people to seek out self-development training and law of attraction training and success training, because it absolutely sucks feeling disempowered and feeling like a victim. It absolutely sucks feeling helpless and powerless. So more people will seek out ways to feel empowered. The other factor is freedom. The purpose of life is joy. So everyone wants to feel good. Everybody wants to feel better. Everybody just wants to feel happy. The nature of life is well-being and abundance, and it feels good to be happy, healthy, and abundant because those things are our natural ways of being. So everyone wants well-being and abundance for themselves and everyone on Earth because that feels good. The other thing that everybody wants is freedom, because the basis of life is freedom. Everyone is free right now, regardless of their external circumstances, regardless of this corona thing that's limiting everybody's freedom. And everyone is free, even though it appears that their freedom has been physically curtailed. But the freedom I'm speaking of is not physical freedom, because you only have physical freedom if you have created internal freedom first. We all have the power within us to create whatever we desire to create. But we are not taught as children and throughout life that we are free and empowered to create whatever we want. Instead, we are taught the opposite is true, that we have limited freedom and we must fight for our freedom or prove our that we deserve our freedom, or that we must become rich to become free or famous to become free, etc., etc., etc. But freedom is not necessarily a physical thing, because physical freedom is the result of internal freedom. We have often seen people who were financially free but have no emotional and spiritual freedom. And often very even little physical freedom, because instead of, you know, for instance, if they own a business, they don't own their business, their business owns them. Or for some people, it's their relationships that own them and gives them no freedom, or they give their power away to those relationships for their happiness. So they're holding that relationship ransom for their happiness. So the lack of freedom that everyone has created with this so-called voluntary social isolation is creating within everyone massive desires for physical freedom. And interestingly enough, to get that physical freedom, you must attain mental, emotional, and spiritual freedom first. And being at home will naturally cause millions of people to go within themselves and find their true desires and connect to their source and connect to their, you know, what they really want in their life. And, which is for more freedom and more empowerment and more health and more vitality and more longevity and more love, etc. And these desires for more freedom are going to cause even more people to seek out and engage in their own businesses. Because if you haven't figured it out yet, unless you work for a very, very progressive company, you do not have anything that remotely resembles freedom in your job and employment situation. You do not have the financial freedom or job freedom to take 3 months off and travel the world. Because one, you'll lose your job, and two, you'll go into debt because you're not making any money while you're traveling. Even if you keep your head down and play your cards right and do a good job and be a team player, no matter how valuable you think you are to the company, you could still lose your job at any second. So another rocket of desire that is continuing to be born in humanity is financial security by creating their own businesses so that they can fire their bosses and set their own hours and spend more time with their families, etc. And we are well and truly in the entrepreneurial age, and the contrast of global financial insecurity, stock market crashes, and especially this massive financial downturn that we have all created and attracted, is causing more and more people to think of alternative ways to make money. Every single person who has lost their job because of governments shutting down businesses and trade to allegedly protect us are all thinking, hey, if they're smart anyway, that they wish they had an online business right bloody now. They wish they had some business they could do from the comfort of their own home. And you're probably thinking the same thing. I wish I had a bloody business I could do right now to cover my ass financially. Something that is economy proof. So what businesses are economy proof? You know, that are not going to be affected when the economy's down. Any and all essential service type businesses, of course, are economy proof. Everybody's going to need, always going to need food and housing and water and electricity and medical services, etc. But those large scale style businesses are way out of reach of the average person with no money and no business education. So where can the average person turn to start building something that's going to help them achieve financial security? Well, a lot of people try the health product industry and health product companies, but in difficult economic times, people immediately stop spending extra money on non-essential things like health products. For instance, I had a thriving health business years ago prior to the global financial crisis, but as soon as the GFC hit, every single one of my customers stopped buying those relatively inexpensive organic health and body care products, and the majority of, so my business died. It was gone. It was history. And the majority of online home-based businesses are in the health product industry. But they're all struggling right now because they can't get their products shipped, and people aren't spending money on those non-essential products. And even though health is certainly an absolutely essential thing, survival is always going to trump health products any day. So in a thriving economy, people are spending extra money on things like vitamins and minerals, but when things are down, they are not. So again, what home-based online businesses are economy-proof? Well, the answer is any online business that helps people make more money, first of all. So with that in mind, even a health product company would theoretically profit if people just focused on making money. But the key factor is you've still got to ship those products, so that's out. So a more economic proof product is anything that does not need to be shipped around the world, like information products, downloadable education products, books, audios, videos you can watch, online seminars, webinars you can run through the internet and training, etc. And the businesses that help, again, make you extra money by helping other people make extra money. For instance, I thought I got into an absolutely economic proof business. I left the health product industry, which is a pretty small industry in comparison, and a product that relatively small amount of people actually want, for an industry and a product that I know everyone wants more of, especially if they can get it a ton cheaper, which is what my company does. And that product is travel, which is a massive, massive, massive $8 to $10 trillion industry. It's the largest industry on planet Earth, unless, of course, there is a stupid pandemic going on around and people can't travel. But luckily, even though travel right now is extremely limited, I know that when travel restrictions are unlimited, the industry is not only going to bounce back, but it will go through the roof, just like it did post 9/11, because people are going to want to travel even more. And even though travel right now is restricted, it's still something everyone wants to do and is planning to do, and is, you know, etc. And on top of that, even though people can't travel, everyone needs more money. Everyone. Unless you're living in the bush eating goannas. And we show people how to make extra money online right now, regardless of the economy, regardless of the lockdown, and regardless of whether you can travel right now or not. During the last Great Depression, more people became millionaires than any other time in history because those people saw an opportunity where most people just saw lack and depression. And right now, there are more people looking for a home-based online business to ensure their financial security than any other time in history. And you are poised and ready to capitalize on that. But you have to take action. You can't afford to sit on your hands and see what happens before you take action. Otherwise, you are going to lose out like all those other people. So are you ready to start building your own online financial security business? And I know what you're thinking. Hey, Zakarin, I don't have any money. Well, what if I told you it only costs $75 to get started? Now, I don't know about you, but I've been in business my whole life, and no business I've ever had only costs $75, but this one does, and only $25 a month to maintain it. $25 a month to have your own international business you can introduce to people in over 50 countries and help improve the quality of tens of thousands of people's lives all around the world. And you're thinking, hey, well, what's the corona? I can't travel. People can't travel. Yeah, of course. But, you're thinking people aren't going to be interested because, well, yeah, of course. People that don't have any vision, that have no vision towards the future, can't think, about the future, people that are stuck in a job mentality of trading hours for dollars are going to say, no, I'm not interested. People who use excuses like, I can't travel right now as an excuse to sabotage themselves financially are going to say no. But those are not the people we're looking for. What we're looking for are eagles. What I'm looking for are eagles. I'm looking for people with vision, We're looking for people who want to feel empowered and who want to feel free to do what they want when they want. I'm looking for people who have been fired and laid off, and you're looking for people who have been fired and laid off and made redundant. And we're looking for people who want to fire their bosses. We're looking for people who want to take control of their financial security by building their own online business that they can run from the comfort of their own home so that they've got the time to do what they want when they want. We're looking for people who love to travel and who want to travel a lot more often and see this amazing planet we've got here. We're looking for people who want more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in their lives. And if that person is you, then go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Give me your details. Give me your phone number. Let's you and I talk. I'll show you I'll give you a free consultation. We'll meet each other. Let's you and I lock arms together. Let's work together. Let's play together. Let's travel together when we can. Let's build a legacy of freedom together. Let's help thousands of people, nay, tens of thousands of people, achieve the financial security, nay, millions of people achieve the financial security they deserve and desire. So, contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and I'll show you a quick 2-minute video about how we're going to change your life and how we're going to change the world. And when you lock arms with me, I'm going to mentor you and guide you absolutely free of charge and train you step by step how to get your life financially secure, how to achieve financial freedom so that it doesn't matter what is going on planet Earth, you are set financially. So contact me now at ilovefreedom.info and let's get you on the road to freedom. Hope you enjoyed this video or podcast. Share it with your friends. Bless them with the freedom that they deserve and desire, the abundance they deserve and desire. Go visit me at zakiron.com for more videos and audios, podcasts. Go get yourself a free copy of my free book, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video, and I wish you immense abundance, fun, adventure, and whatever you want on your journey of divine creation. And always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!